We are up to Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Pesach Vav Kama. Vav Tammuz. So Gemara says, so what are we doing with the Baal Lashon Naki? Let's start again from the last thing. Tanya, learn another Braisa. Four lines on the top. Five lines on the top. Learn another Braisa. Baal Lashon Naki, what does it come to teach you? The last thing he said was, it comes to teach you, Rabbi Yisrael said, it comes to teach you, you put it from half a kofer. That the first 3 times, you know, you pay half a nezi, you pay half a kofer. Kiva says, I need a pasuk with that. Since the time you pay from the animal itself, the animal was just killed. How are you going to pay kofer from the animal? So I will give two answers. One answer was, in the case we don't get killed, for example, it's only an Eid Echad or a Piatzmi. Another answer was, he hit Loy Miskavin. He intended to kill, the animal intended to kill another animal, killed a person. Killed a goy, killed a yid. They kill a nafel and kill a Ben Kiyama. So more about that. He's telling you the Braisa, Baal Shoyin Noki, the physical name, and Noki mid Mei Vlada, you don't have to pay. If he kills a woman or she bangs out the kids, you don't have to pay for the kids. Omle Bakiva Hari Oymet, it's a fair pass. I don't need Baal Shoyin Noki for that. It says, Ki Yinotsu Anoshim. Anoshim Veloi Shvarim. Only people have to pay for the Mei Vlada, it's not Shvarim. Says, Yimor Shapik, Omar Abakiva, Kiva, 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 what do you need Baal Shoyin Noki for? Omar Abul, Breda Bida, Itzich, you know what you need the posse for? Salkitat and Baal Shoyin Noki. I would have thought you're right. From that pasuk, when my shvarim in a similar situation as a man, by a person of the mood la'ilam. So I want to show you that's a mood, but a tam, a show that's a tam. Maybe he should pay. Mevlodis comes along the pasuk by Hashem. Noki says that even a tam does not pay mevlodis. What are we shail shvarim that are similar to people? Manoshim and modim as shvarim modim. Hot tam mechayiv because I'm a Baal Shoyin Noki. The pot is potter. Amar Rav. Rav says clept. Yatziva ba'ara, the citizens live in the land, v'giyayda b'shmei shemayi, and the tourists are elevated in pedestal up to heaven. A mu'id, you're going to make potter, and a tani mechayiv, klep, el omarava. Itzich, I need it. Talk to me. I would have thought, what are we shaddle from the pasuk from ki notzu anoshim, only shvarim similar to people, which way anoshim, v'lo shvarim hadoim l'anoshim, what is that, a mu'id? And then I would make a kavuchayim, I would say, madach, a mu'id is potter, surely a tamid potter as well. From the Mevlodis. Ma anoshim muad, anoshim muad, in them a kabuchem with a tamin, the petiti. Hod the kos of Rachmon Baal Shoyin Noki, no one tells about Shoyin Noki. Not to come to Pater, it comes to Mechayev. Tam Pater Mu'ud Chayev. I can tell you that Tam is Pater and Mu'ud is Chayev. Omele Abaya.
Even in third world countries, the visitors live fancy and the indigenous don't have where to live. Oh. Love establishments.
True. Omele Abaya. Yossi, have you outside? Amalei Abaye Abaye said, according to this, Gabi Boishes, Nami Neimahachi, he said, using the same Cheshbon, let's say Boishes, exactly the same thing. We know that if a shoyd is Mevayish, you are potter, because it says Chi Notsu Anoshim. Here we're talking about Mei Boishes, if she grabs a hold of anything else. So we say that Boishes, only by a person, not by an animal. So make the same Cheshbon. Say like the same thing. Anoshim v'loi shvorim hadoim la anoshim. And say, Tamil Chai, ma anoshim muwadim ma shvorim muwadim. Kavachayim le tamim de p'tishur tamim potter. And then you have Baal Hashem Noki to tell you that what? The Hodder Kosh Baal Hashem Noki that what that you have in that potter. That tam potter, but a muwad is chayiv. Let's say that a tam is potter, but a muwad is chayiv. So the Baal Shoyin Noki is not coming to Pater, coming to Mechayev, but just like it does by we learn from that Pasuk. Regarding Mevlodis, we also learn from that Pasuk, they're Boishes. So let's say that by Boishes as well, if an animal shames a person when it causes damage, you put it as a Tam, but as a Mu'ud, you should be Chayev.
Is the Tam and the Mu'ud in relation to the Boishes or to the damaging?
As we know it, there's no difference. An animal is always Pater, but using your Cheshbon of Baal Shoyin Noki is not coming to teach you a Ptur. It's actually coming to teach you a Chiv. But when is Baal Shoyin Noki is limited only to a case of a Tam? But a case of a movie, Taka Chayiv, even though we would have thought you're Potter. Why would you have thought it's Potter from the Pasuk Ki Notsa Anoshim? From that Pasuk, we learned two dinim.
Is it a mood for shaming someone?
No. A mood for hurting. Just a mood. Chitem Hachinami. You're right. What's the big deal? Nein. I Hachi, at least the Baal Shoyin Noki. So then the Braise should have said, basically, should have said, Baal Shoyin Noki, come teach you Potter mid Mevlod. Should have thrown in Baishas as well. As a result of that, we say, no, you're right. Boishes, you potter, saitam, samuid, and the Mevlodis as well. So what do we do with Baal Shoyin Noki? El abayi v'rov d'abtavayu, anoshim einosun b'isha ye'onshim. By anoshim, we say that if they kill a woman, if the woman doesn't die, then they have to pay for Mevlodis. However, yesh osun b'isha, they kill the woman, then we say, come l'med rabbinay, and lo ye'onshim, they have to pay. But l'shvarim, since by shvarim you don't have come l'med rabbinay, the afagav, the yesh osun, even if they kill the woman, ye'onshim, they also have to pay. Because there's no coming to Rabbanah. That's what we thought. How the Kosalachmana Balashanoki comes along, Balashanoki says that what? That the animal is potter from Mevlodis, even in the case where they kill the woman, the animal is potter. Or whether they kill the woman or not, the animal is potter. Okay, so the Gemara, so no, Rabbi Kiva is saying we learn from Yechinot Sanoshim. So as they say, no, for Yechinot Sanoshim, I would have thought that an animal is potter only if they kill when is a man chayiv, only if he doesn't kill the woman. But if he kills the woman, the man is potter as well. So we're not talking about a shay there. Oh, there, a shay would be chayiv taki, because it's different than a man. That's what we thought. So new Baal Shaynoki, Mask of Lord Rav Adabarava, says Rav Adabarava, I don't understand. I hold like Rav Shimon that says that if a man wanted to kill Reuven and kill Shimon by mistake, he is potter. So by an animal, remember what we just said before, we're talking about an animal that he killed unintentionally. Wanted to kill one person, killed another person. I also don't agree with Tanu Chizkiyahu, who says that b'chayiv misa shaygin apturin. I hold that you take a chayiv. So even a man who kills a woman is possible to pay for the vladas when there's no kamed rabbanei. When he wanted to kill the man by mistake, he killed the woman. According to Rav Shimon, you are taket, you don't get killed for that. And even though it's chayavim misa shaygin, but we don't hold a Tanu Chizkiyahu. So a man is chayiv, an animal is chayiv. That's when you bashar knock your table, that animal is potter in that case. Even when a man is chayiv, a shayid is potter. It's not a question of an accent. It's a question of kavana. If the man intended to kill a woman, then you put him in the blood. If he intended to kill another man, you take a chayiv. By men, they intended each other. If a man were to kill somebody, the other man killed the woman by mistake, he pays the money because there's no common denominator, you don't get killed. But if he intended the woman itself, then there's common denominator, he's potter, la yonchu. And with Shailu Shvarim, by Shvarim, da filu niskav nalisha. Even in the case of Shay, where he had in mind the woman, so l'cheida by a man, in that case it'd be potter. Atma, yonchu, we would think that you should pay. A Shay is different than a man. So we would think that even in this particular case where a man is potter, a Shay should be chayy, because there's no common denominator. Even in that case, that you would think a shor is chayiv, because the shor doesn't have kumid abanei, I'm telling you about a shor that the shor does not pay for the mev lodas at all. Like when he came from the south, from Israel, also, but I see must be the brayse kavosi that about the brayse exactly about the brayse. Tan yidlo another brayse. So far we have kofer and we have the mev lodas. Learn the third brayse. Bala shor noki. Rabbi Kiva says noki mit me eved, that a shor does not pay the shloishim shkalim, the shloim that you pay for an eved. Freddie Gemara Ebazei. Rabbi Yisrael before comes to teach you bala shor noki. He comes to teach you potter kofer. Comes along, Kiva says, what do I need a pasuk for? Since it's the time you pay for the animal itself, there's no money for kofer. Ask the same question on himself. I need a pasuk to tell me that you don't have to pay the $30. Where are you going to get it from? The animal gets killed. We did get paid everything from the goof of the animal. After we kill the animal, go get your 30 shalom. Same question he asked Rabbi Yis, he asked himself. No, we're talking about the case. Kisha kodam baal of the shachter. The owner jumped in and shachted before he got skila. Before he got skila, this food was not pronounced as skila. I would have thought they were the animals were something because he shachted it. And therefore, we should sell it and pay the 30 shloim. How long you don't? But you want to mount him out of the animal. Since you didn't stone it, you and it's not also banor. You shechted it, and everything else. I would have thought that you can get paid from the animal itself. Kamash long that hoyul bak talu. The bezin never sentences, but since it was suitable, it should have been sentenced. It's road to be sentenced. I forgot the shochte that even though you shechted the lishtal and pay. How do I know? Balashon noki. So that's what Baal Shor Nogi is coming to tell you in the case. Well, there is value. You shechted it beforehand. Freddie Mori Hochim is asking, why can't you answer the same question, Rabbi Lezer? When you asked Rabbi Lezer, what do I need a posse to tell me you're part of a kofer? Look how you get paid from the animal itself. You could have answered. He jumped in and he shechted it before the bezin made the sentence. So therefore, there's no use about knowing you shechted it. It has value. I would have thought you use that money to pay kofer. Commercially, you don't. Why? The same answer he gives himself. Why couldn't he answer Rabbi Lezer? Nami kishu kadim b'shachti, he jumped in the head. You're right. The sabri hol dilma east. He knew that Rabbi Lezer could have answered that, but Rabbi Kiva was trying to tease out Rabbi Lezer a better answer. The sabri dilma east they time achrin adodiv mai. Maybe he has a better answer. So Rabbi Kiva was teasing out from his Rebbe Rabbi Lezer a better answer. He had two answers. Kavan and he had also eid echad where you made there's no missa. So why didn't he say Rabbi Lezer Nami Lishnulay? So why don't? Okay, that's him. But Rabbi Lezer should have answered also the third answer. Shekad Meshachtu. So why did Rabbi Lezer answer that? Okay, forget Rabbi Kiva. He wanted to get a better answer. But why did Rabbi Lezer answer that? Amalach, he'll tell you because it's not a good answer by me. Hossam, in the case of Rabbi Akiva, Hujanis Gavin Lahadagis and Behemoth, in the case of Rabbi Lezen, he wanted to kill an animal. Remember the three cases. The second answer was that he had no intention. He wanted to kill a goy, he wanted to kill an animal, he wanted to kill an eifel. He wanted to kill an animal, the horagis adam, the shoy labak tolu, the shoy in this case does not get killed. Because it didn't. When does the shoy get killed if he kills a person? He wants to kill a person. That was Lenin's Kavan. Since the shoy does not kill Kyukal, the Sagamin, I would have thought, the Chayef, since the shoy does not get killed, so you have the shoy to collect the money from, so I should pay the Kaifit from that shoy. Therefore, it's a Krol Mut. That's why you need possibly about shoy Noki to say you don't have to pay. Abel Hoch over here in the case, you wanted to kill the Eved, and you killed the Eved. The Mikotabak Toluhu, what's the fate of this animal? Apart from paying the 30 shloim, we kill the animal, we kill the person. You know, kill the never, we kill the animal. So therefore, loit tzadik kro afagav the shachte. So you don't need a pasik, even though you shachted it, because it's suitable to be killed. Also, the animal is an animal that deserves to be killed. So why need a pasik? Tell me if it says it deserves to be killed. As if it's killed, there's nothing there. I heard from a great man, I would have thought that Rabbi Akiva holds the Omer. Rabbi Akiva says that a tam does not pay magufa. Rabbi Akiva holds it if a tam shechava ba'odem mishalom moisad shalom. Rabbi Akiva holds it if an animal damages a person. When is it a tam and a muid? Only if it damages an animal. But if it damages a person, straight away it's a muid. A muid gets paid from where? From the assets. I would have thought that maybe you should pay the demei eved from the assets. Because remember, the animal here wanted to kill a person, so he's a muid straight away. I would have thought you should pay for the assets, and the animal should pay 30 shloim as well. That's when you need a pasuk to tell you, Baal Shem, no, you don't pay the demei eved. There is some way to collect from the assets. But Moisim Mishalim, not me, the demei eved, Malia, Kosh Rachmana, the first of Baal Shem, no, we already had before in the Gemara. That's not true. We hadn't formed of hey, Rabbi Akiva himself made a distinction. He broke his own words. He made a distinction, even though we say a tam pays the full amount of muad if it kills a person straight away. But you don't pay maliyah, pay magufa. So therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, why would you think? Why you need a pasuk bala shenok? You don't pay the may eved. Where you get the may eved from? Since it has to be killed, and it's a tam, even though you're paying the full amount, but there's nothing left. The Tanya, Rabbi Kiva, how do Rabbi Kiva say that? Rabbi Kiva said, Yochai, I would have thought Yishalom and Aliyah. Since I passed in that time, is the Mazik a person, you pay the full Nezik. I would have thought also that you pay from that, he's like a Mu'in in Gansan time. But Lohim, Kemishpat Hazeh, like this particular law, Ya'as Allah, you should do to that. Megufa Mishalom, let me loy to it, to the animal. Megufa Mishalom, Ve'ena Mishalom and Aliyah. You pay from itself and you don't pay from the assets. So go back to the question of Kiva. Why do we need a posse about the Shoy Noki? That you don't pay the Me'evet, since it's a time we didn't get paid from the animal, the animal's going to be killed. So what's the value of that? What value is there? What would you think you have to pay? Elo Omar Rava says Rava. Itzich, I need it. Salke Datach Amina, I would have thought. Hoyil since Umach Mireini Be'evet Yosef Bechoyin. I would have thought that we see by a muad that you pay more by an eved than a mechayin. Why? Shabbat chayin yofa sella. If the animal would have killed an ordinary person, that's only worth one seller. How much does the animal pay one seller? Shala yishim. If the person that died was worth 30 because he sold him on the slave market, you value him on the slave market. He's in shala yishim. But an eved makes no difference. Even with a seller, you pay 30. So which is stricter? An eved is stricter. But eved yofa sella noise shala yishim. Mishdalim nami demei eved. Now, besides the shloshim, there's another thing. Even when you don't pay shloshim of the knas, there's another thing you pay, which is the value of the eved. And that's the whole sugya anymore now. If you don't pay knas, do you pay the value? So when you pay the demei eved, mino aliyah, I would have thought that you should pay the value of the eved, not the shloshim, but the value of the eved you should pay from the assets, because a muad is stricter than if a person kills a person. That's a Baal Shem Noki tell you. Not that he's potter from the $30, he's potter from paying the may eved, because since you're going to kill the animal, it's Baal Shem Noki. Tanya Kavasid Rabba, it looked like Rabba, Baal Shem Noki, Rabbi Kiva says, when we Noki with the may eved. Rabbi Kiva says that you are Noki from paying the Eved. The 30, it is from what? Paying the Dmei Eved, the value of the Eved. What's the Maisa? But like Dinu, Luchayda, I would have thought like this. Hoyil v'chayi be'Eved v'chayi ben'choydin. Just like when you chayi by an Eved. And you chayi by an Choydin. Makish chayi ben'choydin. When you kill a person, when an animal kills a person, chilakta by ben tam and muad. It's a big difference of tam and muad. Why? A tam, you don't pay kaifa and a muad, and an animal pays kaifa. So we see when an animal kills a person, there's a difference of tam and a muad. Avso tukeshachayiv be'evid, when an animal kills an evid, nechalik boy, let's make a difference, ben tam and muad. We should make a difference of tam and a muad. That what? That a muad maybe should pay the may evid and a tam doesn't. V'oi kavachaymer, also there's a kavachaymer. Well, ma ben chaydin shenosin kol shayda. Ma decha ben chaydin shebeshavya. Ma decha ben chaydin that pays a full value. Chilakta by. If an animal kills a person, so you have to pay the value of the person. Chilakta by made a difference between tam lamuid regarding kaifid. Evet, shayna noisa shloisha. By an evet, you only give a fixed amount, 30. If a shayda kills an evet. Ain't a din shenachli by ben tam lamuid. It's different tam lamuid. Tam doesn't pay, and a muid does. So he was most long. The answer no. Machmireini be'eved yosin ben chaydin. Where machmir for sure kills an eved more than for sure kills ben chaydin. She ben chaydin you have a seller noisin seller. If an animal kills a person, it's worth a seller. You pay in a seller. Shloishim noisin shloishim. Be'eved by an eved for sure kills an eved. You have a seller noisin shloishim. You always give a even eved only worth a seller. You only give him shloishim. Is yochli yechayiv? I would have thought. Therefore, you should pay the dmei. Tamalayim balashay noki. So you say what? That the shoy does not pay the value of the eved. Nokim bitmei eved. You don't have to pay the value of the eved. That's what the balashay noki. Not teach you the knas, but the dmei eved.
So this is rubber learning.
This is what I'm kiva. This is how we understand Rav Kiva. You would have thought you pay the dmei eved, commercial, and you don't pay the dmei eved. Taught about me learned. Behemi says in the pasuk, if a shoy is a shoy nagach is a muad and he kills ish or isha, a man or a woman, what you do, you stone the animal, but also if he got bile of yumas, you kill them the bile of yumas, which means he has to pay. And then it says him kaifa yushalom, you pay also kaifa by a muad. What's this pasuk out to teach us? If you kill a woman, it makes no difference. I said already in pasuk another pasuk. It makes no difference by a man or woman who the victim is. Why we need to even spell it out both? A man has more mitzvahs. We would have thought maybe only a man you have to pay. Ella lahakish isha liish. To tell you they're both the same. Ma ish, just like a man. If he gets hurt and killed, where does the money go to? Nizakov liyoshav to his ears. Af isha woman. If she gets killed, don't say the money goes to the husband, but nizakel liyosheha goes to her ears.
Isn't he one of her
yoshi
when she dies?
No, as we'll see in a minute. What are you talking about? What's Rabbi Kiva saying? The husband's not going to yashin her. The Hatanya, remember, he had a big machlik, is if Yerusha is a baal, is the raiso, the rabban. But Rabbi Kiva holds, it says in the pasuk that if there's no brothers to the father and so on, then you give the nachlat l'she'ei roi. What's She'eiro, his closest relative? Says, you know, Tanya learned, V'yadash Oisa, and says, She'eiro Korvei Lov, and then it says, V'yadash, he ashes her. Mikan, Shabal, Yodash, is Isha. When the puzzle says, V'yorash Oisa, we say that what? That the husband is Yashin's, the wife. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So, Mefeirish Mahatayda, he holds Yodash about Mahatayda. So, what do you mean over here when it comes to ears that we say goes to Yosha? Omer Reish Lokish said Reish Lokish. When does Rabbi Akiva say that the Nezikin goes to her ears? Omer Ella Be Koifer. We're talking about Koifer. All other things go to the husband, but Koifer goes to the ears. Why Koifer? Because when does the payment of Koifer start? Only after she's dead, and therefore there's no husband anymore. The whole idea of Koifer is it's like ransom money or blood money, and therefore we have Leiro. At the time when the wife was alive, even the wife was dying, she didn't yet have the chiv, wasn't there yet, she was only about to have the chiv. It's called ro. The ain habal noitel broken murzik. Habal is not entitled to collect from ro like murzik. And therefore the husband is not entitled to the kaifer, and therefore only her heirs get the kaifer. Says the Gemara, my time, what's this for? Why do you say lechayde? Why do you say kaifer only starts after the person died? Maybe the hamis means as soon as you gave them a blow that is enough to kill them, even though it might take 3 or 4 days, the chiv of kaifer already kicks in. It's already more than just row. On my cross, it's positive. The hamis isha isha hashoy yisokul the gam bile of yumas. So we're comparing a show to a bile. When do you kill somebody for killing somebody? Only after the guy is dead, not while the guy is still alive. So by show the same thing, you don't kill the show unless the victim is dead. And then it says, Im Kaifi Yisholov. So when does the Chiv of Kaifi start? Only after the dead. Im Kaifi Yisholov. That's what it is. Says the Gemara. So that's why Kaifi only starts after the woman died. It goes to the children. It goes to the children. Says the Gemara. over Nezikin, when it comes to Nezikin, Lo Amar Rabbi Akiva, Nezikin doesn't go to the children. The Hatanya, we learned, Hike Esa Isha. He hit a woman, the Yatsu, the Yiladeh, and she aborted Venois, and you have to pay her Nezek, the damages, Tzar, the pain, Isha. That's the woman who has the Tzar and the pain, and the Nezek goes to her. But the Mei Vladis Labal, the Mei Vladis goes to the father. Because it's the Tater was mazakah to the father. It says a pasuk there, like he not so noshim. Ein habal noisin liyosha. So one second, there's a long bach over here where the bach explains a whole bunch of what's missing. Ein habal noisin liyosha. Okay, so he learned this. If you okay, ein habal, the husband is no longer around. Then you give the mazik, the mei vlodas, to where not to give it to the father's yoshim, not to the mother's yoshim. What about Ein ha'isha? What about if the woman does not live? Then the mazik has to give the nezik and tzar to who? And they send the yeshad. That, since she was entitled to it, it goes to her yashim and not to his yashim. So what do we see from here? That it not only kaifer goes to her yashim, even nezikin, and even tzar goes to yashim.
So
that's our question.
This is the woman
that was killed.
So the Torah says this kaifer even though she was killed.
What do you mean? The kaifer is another pasuk.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Kaifer is because there's a pasuk there that if you kill the haim, what do you call it? Yeah. So you have to pay. Where are we? No. Kaifer is only when an animal. When a person comes out of a person, you pay animal. You pay kaifer.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, so the nezik and tzar goes to her children. So what do you tell me that only kaifer goes to children? See, that also goes to her children. Then we, as I think, as Zach was, we're digressing. Let's say this particular woman was a maid, and v'nishtachra, she was freed. She was freed obviously before the story, so that her husband is really her husband, and the child belongs above them. And she was pregnant after she was freed. Because if she was pregnant before she was freed, the child does not belong to the father. Because the father at that time is an Eved. Or if she was a Giyadis and she was pregnant and they became pregnant before they were after they became a Ger. Is it in Zochum? Omer Yezoich. Omer Ravum. So then, because they have no family, the only family they had was this baby. Now the baby died, they gave him, they have no family, so the person who did the damage, who was supposed to pay the damage, gets to keep the money because it's Hefka, and he's the first person on the scene, so he is Zeicha. Omer Rabba, yeah, he's Zeicha. Yeah, Omar Rabba. So Rabba said, the question is, so why are you telling me that the only thing Rabbi Akiva holds, or Yerusha Labama, that I said, the only thing that goes to his because the passes by Kaifer, you see right here, Nezik and Tzar, goes to her children? We're going back to the first part of the Braisa. Omar Rabba, Rabba said, Begrusha, the husband is divorced. That's why the Nezik and Tzar goes to the children, not the husband anymore. At the moment, the Nezik and Tzar is the children. When it comes to the Mevel others, he's still the father, so therefore he gets the money for the Mevel others. Now, I was talking about they were divorced after this whole maisa happened, after the wound, but before they paid. So it goes to the children. When they're divorced. Amri. Sorry? No. It happened before. So they divorced after he beat her, somebody hit her. And then you go to Bezin. By the time they go to Bezin, then Bezin says you have to pay, they're divorced. So who gets the money? So the Nezik inside goes to the children. If they've already been still married, everything goes to the husband. Because he yashin,
okay, kaifer. Incident was before they were
divorced. Yeah, yeah, talking about.
It goes by the time of the payment.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah, that's where it goes back to the beginning.
No, but the child goes to. At the moment, we're learning that the mevlodas goes to the father. But the mother. Chem nachem grusha. Amri grusha nami tiflu bin mevlodas. If they're divorced, then why should the whole money go to the husband? Why doesn't the wife get half the money or something? Because HaTayda Zoch said Mevlad is the Baal. The Tayda says that's the father. For whatever reason, the father is the one who's entitled to the money of it. Even they weren't even married. the money, there's a cost, goes to the father. But everything else goes to the mother. And really it should go to the husband, but because of the divorce, it goes to children. My timer on my cross, the first apostle, it says, Asher Yushas of the fighting, and there's no accident, Asher Yushas, all of that which they assessed what it's worth. Ombro Kasha Yoshi's all of it, the way they assess that it's worth, and that's what you pay. Baal Isha. Say what? You give to the husband or the wife? Why don't we say, we have a machlek, is it Abba Rab Nachman? When you cop to collect a chayv, a chayv gets the double portion, only in muhzik, not in the row. And there's a machlek, is there what's considered muhzik if the loiv that pays back in money or the loiv pays back in karka? One opinion is that paying back in karka is muhzik. The moment you owe the money, the karka already belongs to the lender, so therefore, even though the father died, it's very muhzik, the chayv gets double, but not in money. In other words, no, dafke money is muhzik because the father lent money and the money you owe. So the money is always there. Karka is something brand new. And that's the row. So lechayde v'nukum l'rabba, why do we use that sign according to Rabba? Why do you have to say that they're divorced? And that's why the children get it. Why don't we say that, let's say, the mazik owes money, and either they collected the money from the mazik with money, or they collected money from mazik with karka. So it's like a loan that's owed to the mother, and the difference goes to the children. It's very muhzik. V'nukum l'rabba is gover mois, either money, because the money is kind of muhzik, or l'rab nachmi going to cover karka, or going to nachmi, they collected karka, which the Omer Rabba, Rabba said, gover karka yeshle, Rabba says, gover karka, karka yeshle, that's muhzik. Mois ainle. But I'm Nachme, and that's why the husband doesn't get. You want to know why the husband doesn't get? Each one will say that it's only Ro. The husband only yashins from the wife things which she had, Muhzik. But over here we're talking about, according to Rabbi Nachman, which it is, that the item that she's collecting is something which is Ro, not Muhzik, and then she died. Therefore, the husband is not entitled to Ro. And that's why it goes to the children. Why did they say they're divorced? Why don't you just say that? When do we have this machlekes of Rabbi Rab Nachman? Only a libidim name Rava, only according to Ejisro. They're the ones who say that a pchay is only entitled to muhzik and not in Rome. And a libid Rabban. We hold it like Rebbe that a b'chay makes no difference in row and muhzik collects everything. So a husband also makes no difference in row and muhzik. So we couldn't answer a ma'isa that he pay back with karka with money because it will make a difference. A husband is entitled, if he yashes his wife, he'll yashes everything that's owed to his wife, whether she really has it or whether it's only owed to her, whether it's row, whether it's muhzik. So the only answer that we can give a kontra b'kiva why the nezek and tsar ends up with the children rather than with him is because they were divorced at the time of the sentence of the court case.
So then, according to the Kiva, all scenarios go to the husband.
Kaifa is the only exception that goes to the children, because after she dies, that's when the Chiv kicks in. Or Nezik, or anything after she's divorced. If they didn't collect yet, goes to the children. Happens to be the case of Nezik and Tzad, but it's not just limited to Nezik and Tzad. It's anything. It's not a din in Nezik and Tzad. It's a din in Ro that the husband is not entitled to Ro. Or that, Well, the divorce. Sorry, he's a divorce. He's a divorce. He's not entitled to any chi that kicks in after the divorce. He's not entitled to. Omer Rav Shimon Lokesh, Shimon Lashwaki says, Shoy Shehem is Eved. If a Shoy killed an Eved, Shaloi Bekabon. If a Shoy killed an Eved unintentionally, Potim Mishloishim Shkolim. When do we say you paid a Shoy Shkolim if the Shoy killed him on purpose? If he killed it by mistake, you're Potim from Shloishim Shkolim. Shenemrit says, Kesef Shloishim Shkolim Mit Ladoina. You got to pay $13 Ladoina Vahashoy Yisakl. So the only time that you pay Shloishim Shkolim is in a case where the Shoy gets killed. When does the Shoy get killed? Only the Shoy had Kavana. So therefore, the Shoy wanted to kill one animal and kill the person, you don't kill the Shoy. So therefore, you don't pay the Shloishim Shkolim either. You only pay the Shloishim Shkolim if it was a Kavana. Kolz Man Shashoy Beskila Habaylim Mishalm Shloishim Shkolim. Ain Hashoy Beskila Ain Habaylim Mishalm Shloishim Shkolim. So if the Shoy doesn't get killed, for example, is Loim Miskaven, there's no Shloishim Shkolim. Omer Rabba, that's just Lachis Fun. Omer Rabba, says Rabba, Shoy Shehem Yidmer Chayin Shloim Bekavana, if Hashoy killed an ordinary person like Kavana, Potter Mekafer. You are potter from kafer, similar lines, but it's like you're saying that if it's lebe kavana, just like you don't pay shloishim from an eved, nor do you pay kafer. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, hashoy yisakul. Again, it says the shoy is kila, the gam bail of yumus. So, and im kafer, you should have kol man shashkoy beskila, the shoy gets killed. When does the shoy get killed? Only if the shoy intentionally killed the person. If it's a mistake, then the show does not get killed. So since the show does not get killed, there's no kefir. Just like the show does not get killed, there's no shleish leaven, there's no kefir either. Kol zman she'ein meskila, bayim mishalem kefir. Ein she'ein meskila, ein bayim mishalem kefir. If the show is not meskila, the bayim not mishalem kefir. So that's what. So they're all saying the same thing, but one's talking about shleish leaven, one's talking about kefir. Is eis ve'abayim. So we'll just stop for 1 second. Tomorrow we can still learn at 6, but I have to leave at 6:15. Should we learn 15 minutes tomorrow? At least we'll. Sorry. Okay. So we'll stop here. Oh, you do, but you say, but this person with this strength, what would, we're not selling it, what would he sell for in the market?